Okay, we are into Masechta Shabbos. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Beis, and the Masechta starts off with the Malacha of Hotza'ah, which has a lot of press in the dafim, as we've spoken about. One of the topics that have more quantitative press and material than almost any other topic in all of Shas. Probably half of the Masechta of Masechta Shabbos is about the Malacha of Hotza'ah, which is actually Malacha number 39, but it's the first one that's discussed in the Masechta, and there's a lot to talk about relating to Hotza in general, but that's not going to be today's shiur. Today we can speak about a detail that's brought up by the Rush here on the Daf. So the Mishnah tells us that Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim V'Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz. There are two that are four malachas for the person standing inside the house and the person standing outside the house. Somebody's standing outside the house. The ani is standing outside the house, and the Baal HaBayis is Bifnim. The ani sticks his hand. Pasha ani is Yadol Bifnim. The ani takes something and puts it into the hand of the Baal HaBayis. So the ani did the akira, the lifting up, the hanacha, the putting down. So he's chayev midaraisa. He does the entire malacha of hotza. Or if he puts his hand in and he takes something from the hand of the Baal HaBayis and he takes it out, so then he is doing the entire malacha also, and he is chayev, and the Baal HaBayis is putter. And the Gemara says that is exactly the opposite for the Baal HaBayis standing outside and standing inside and then taking from the ani, or giving to the ani's hand. Anyway, so that's the examples given, the Daraisa examples, the Darabanan examples, and that is listed in the Mishnah. And usually the rule is, when we come to Hilchos Shabbos, as we'll see, there are the three categories. There's Chayiv, Pater, and Mutter. Chayiv means Chayiv Daraisa, you're Chayiv Achatas, a carbon if I did it on by accident. I'm Chayiv Skila if I did it on purpose with Hasra. Pater means Pater Aval Aser, Aser Darabanan, and Mutter means I'm allowed to do it. Right, the three different categories. Here it says putter. Let's say each person, the Baal HaBayis or the ani, does the entire act. Right, I take something and I put it into the hands of the other. So I do the entire act. I'm chayiv daraisa. And the Mishnah says the other person is putter. But the Gemara tells us, really on tomorrow's daf, that this putter really doesn't mean putter, but it means mutter. Meaning, if the person is just standing there and acting like a pillar, and the Baal HaBayis is just holding his hand out, the ani goes and takes and puts something onto his hand, so the ani did the akira, the ani did the hanacha, so then, mutter, what did the ani do wrong? He did nothing wrong. That's the question that the Rush asks in our Gemara. The Rush asks, right here, in the Siman Aleph, is that really mutter? I could just stand there and allow him to give me something or violate v'kasha v'hechi kamar de pater umutter legamre v'kavar mishum lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. Isn't this lifnei iver? A Jew is allowed to help facilitate another Jew or even another non-Jew from doing an avera. And if I'm involved in that, so then I violate a daraisa, a different avera of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. That's the Rush's question. How can the Mishnah say that? Oh, no problem. What do you mean no problem? It's lifnei iver. So how can you say no problem? Ukimo Moshe Kozi Ayin LaNazir. Just like giving a cup of wine to a Nazir. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, I don't want to do that. What do you mean? I'm not drinking it, but I'm giving it to him. The Eivir Menachai LeBnei Noach. It even applies to non-Jews. Right? If I facilitate a non-Jew doing one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, I violate, and this is the Daraisa of Eiver Min Hachai. So that's the Rosh's Kasha. Why isn't this a problem of Rivna Eiver? The Ein Lomar, and don't say, Tocha Mai Bikia Gavra Dafil Lo Ayanos Tobi Adoya Yachol Litzlo. Oh, maybe, well, we know the principle is, if the guy could do the Aveira anyway, without my help, that's not Lifna Eiver then. If there's a cup of wine that he's about to pick up, and I give it to him instead of him picking it up off the table, then that's called Misayel Dvar Aveira. That's called helping the Tanisa Durabanan. If he can do it anyway. But if he can't do it without my help, then that's the Issa Daraisa. That's the Gemara calls Trey Ivri Dinar and Chad Ivri Dinar. Is it on the same side of the river that he can do it anyway? Or is it on a different side of the river? So maybe that's the case here, that he wouldn't be able to do it without me? Is that, I'm sorry, he could do it without me, and therefore that's why it's not Lifnei Iver, but it's still Asa Darabanan. Bikal Makam, Isur Darabananika. So how can you say that it's going to be Mutter? So maybe you want to say, oh, maybe it's talking about a non-Jew. Maybe the other person involved is a non-Jew. It doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. So the Rush says, because a dictu geno nira li de la olam bi Yisrael mayri. V'yal gav diki yisur de lifnei iver lo tidei mechshol. Says the Rosh, there is lifne iver. It is usur. But when it says mutter in the Gemara, it means mutter mitzad hilchas Shabbos. Within the world of hilchas Shabbos is mutter. Within the world of Judaism, of halacha in general, it's usur. It's lifne iver. But our Mishnah is only referring to hilchas Shabbos. And that's why it doesn't say a problem. That is the principle, that is the chiddush of the Rosh. The other Rishonim don't really talk about this, but that's the Rosh right here. So one might ask the Ma'ariv Kamina, what's the difference? It's Asur. Why does the Mishnah say, it's Mutter because of Hilchas Shabbos, but it's Asur because of Lifnei Iver? Why give that misimpression? What's the difference if something's an Aveira, something's an Aveira? So Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnah, right here, the Tosafot of Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I'll tell you a big nafkamina. A big nafkamina. And that is, we know that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Chulin, generally, if somebody is a mumar, somebody is a heretic for one area of halacha, that does not mean that they're a heretic for all areas of halacha. If somebody wears shatnez, mumar l'shatnez is not a mumar l'chala Torah kula. You can count it for a minion, and he's considered a Jew, for all intents and purposes, for halacha, he's considered, a naaman. If somebody is a mumar for any specific area of halacha, with two exceptions. One is mumar l'avodah zara. Okay, we understand that. So mumar l'avodah zara is a mumar l'chala Torah kula, and a mumar l'shabbos. If somebody is a mumar for Shabbos, Shabbos is so defining that it's somebody is a mumar l'shabbos, then also it's a mumar l'chala Torah kula. It's a zecher to Maisa Bereishis. But there is a discussion. What about a mumar l'shabbos b'issur d'rabbanan of Shabbos? If somebody habitually violates it, it's a drabbanan of Shabbos. So some Rishonim say that at some poskim say that's also included. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's an afkamina with a rush. Is this person considered violating Lifne Iver or considered violating Shabbos? So I might have thought, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if I do a Lifne Iver of an Avera, it's a little bit of that Avera. So that's what I might have thought. That's what the Rush is telling me. When I do Lifnei Iver of Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. And therefore, even if I say a Mumar L'Shabbos, but it's a Drabbanon, is a Mumar L'Chala Torah Kula, it's not going to apply here. V'yesha filo nafkamina, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. T'kaima lan Mumar L'davar Echad lo havi Mumar L'Chala Torah Kula. Generally, a Mumar for one thing is not a Mumar L'Chala Torah Kula. But Mumar L'Chala Shabbos b'far Hesya, havi Mumar L'Chala Torah Kula. If somebody is a Mumar for Shabbos, he is a Mumar for everything. V'shchita so asura. And the shchita is also v'das harbi me'achronim dafilu mumar l'chala Shabbos b'isur d'rabbanan havi mumar l'chala Torah kula. And therefore, says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the punchline, v'yem kein heicha dehu pater aval aser mitzad Shabbos im osa kein b'far hesi havi mumar l'chala Torah kula. If it's aser hilcha Shabbos d'rabbanan, v'ze amrinan dehacha pater umutar mitzad Shabbos. V'lo avar raka lifnei iver dehu kemo lav ba'alma ve'eno b'chal mumar l'chala Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, what's the chiddush? When if somebody violates Lifnei Iver of Hilchas Shabbos, it's not considered an Isser of Hilchas Shabbos. It's considered an Ifser of Lifnei Iver, and therefore one would not be a Mumar. So this relates to the major topic of Lifnei Iver. How do we understand it? How do we understand Lifnei Iver? Right? If Lifnei Iver of Hilchas Shabbos, I might have said what's called in the language of the Achronim, Klali Prati. Right? Is it Klali? Is it a general Isser? Whenever I do Lifnei Iver, so I have a Lifnei Iver scorecard in Shemayim. And I got an X on that Lifnei Iver scorecard. So if I do Lifnei Iver of Iver Menachai, or Lifnei Iver of Shabbos, or Lifnei Iver of Acholas Asuros, or I do Lifnei Iver of Shatnez, any Lifnei Iver, it's all the same Avera. It all goes on that scorecard in Shemayim. It's Nisr Klali. Right? Or, I might have said otherwise. On every Avera scorecard in Shemayim, there's a Lifnei Iver section. If I do Lifnei Iver of Shabbos, it's a little bit of Shabbos. Isser Shabbos. It's not fully. I didn't do it. If I do Lifnei Iver of, Ma'acholas Asuros, I didn't actually eat the non-kosher, but I was involved in a non-kosher eating act. So there's a Lifnei Iver section on every Avera. So that is a question. How do we look at the Avera of Lifnei Iver? Is it Klali? Is it Prati? Rabbi Kiva Eger here says clearly, it's Klali. It's Klali. It's not Shabbos. Right, it is Kala Torah Kula, and therefore, as he's explaining the Rush, right, it would be specifically a Lifnei Iver Avera and not others. But we see this in many other places as well. There is a fascinating discussion, Machlokas, between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. Rabbi Chanan and the Kovetz Aretz points out this Machlokas in Simin Memches, Ostes, and that is, what about Lifnei Iver of the big three Averas? Somebody comes over to me and says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. So if somebody says, kill Reuven or I'm going to kill you, I have to give my life. But what if somebody says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you? Convince Reuven to do Avodah Zarah or I'm going to kill you. So is that Yehari Valyavar? Do I have to give my life for that? Because it's not the actual Avera, but, you know, it's in Vat, Machlokes, Balamar, and the Rabban. Machlokes in Sanhedrin. So yeah, they talk about the details about why that is, and how you fit it into the Gemara there. But you take a step back, in terms of Lamdas, it's unbelievable. That's exactly, seems to be our issue. Is Lifnei Iver of the Big Three, the Big Three? Is Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah or murder? Is that part of Avodah Zarah or murder? Or is it general Lifnei Iver? Right? If you say it's one of the big, if it's part and parcel, it's still a Chiddush. But if you say it's Yehari Valyavar, then you have to say that Lifnei Iver is Prati. It's Prat L'Kol Echad V'Echad for each Avera. And therefore, one would have to give their life for Lifnei Iver as well. But if you say not, then it's very possible to say, because it's Lifnei Iver is Klali. It's Lifnei Iver is the same for every Avera that you do. And therefore, one wouldn't have to give their life. It's also an interesting discussion in the Achronim. What happens if I try to get somebody to do an Avera and they don't end up doing it? I tried. I tried my best, but I was not successful. Do I get the Avera of Lifnei Iver? If I was not successful? So you have two Gemaras that give opposite impressions. Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, this should not be tried at home, but V'chiha d'Rabba b'Rav Huna. D'Rav Huna kara shiroi ba'anfei Rabba Bray. Rav Huna took his son's favorite sweatshirt, his favorite t-shirt, and took it and ripped it up in front of him. Wanted to test his anger. Keep it up at aim. Right, he ripped it up in front of him. Omar Ezel Echsi Irasach Ilo Rasach. I want to see if he's going to get angry or not. Says the Gemara, V'dilma Rasach, how can he do this? Maybe he's going to get angry. V'ka'abra Lifnei Iver Lo Zidim Echsho. Maybe he's going to get angry. He's going to scream at his father, and the father is violating Lifnei Iver. Answer: D'machal liakrei. The answer was, yeah, he's the father. It was mochel, you know, beforehand. Therefore, there wouldn't be a problem of Lifnei Iver. But what do you see from that Gemara? The Gemara says maybe he'll get angry and violate Lifnei Iver. What do you mean? What if he doesn't get angry? Even if he doesn't get angry, right now he's putting himself into a difficult situation. The fact that the Gemara says maybe he'll get angry, so maybe that sounds like that you have to violate. You have to violate in order to violate Lifnei Iver. That's one Gemara, Kiddush Lama Beis. But then you also have Moikat and Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says, Am Sedebei Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe, a number of Gemaras and Shas about her, Chazi Selahu Gavra, she saw a person, Tehavi Machi Lebno Gadol, that was hitting his older child. Amra, she says, Lev Yahu Gavra B'Shamta, let that person, you should be excommunicated. Why? Because you are violating Lifnei Iver. Sounds like right now. Doesn't say what the reaction of the son is. It says you are violating Lifnei Iver. Dichsiv, as the Tanya, the Brisa says, Lifnei Iver, Lozidim Echshol, but Makel, but Oh God, Lozidim Echshol. So again, you see, sounds like different impressions in the Gemara. But what's the Nekudas of Machlokes? What's the issue? So it could be our issue, the Rush's issue. If I say that Lifnei Iver is part and parcel of each Avera, so maybe I need that Avera to be done in order to violate. If the Avera wasn't done, so maybe it doesn't reach the level. Still not a nice thing to do, but maybe it doesn't reach the level of the violation of Lifnei Iver. But if I say that, no, it's all about general getting people to do Averas, you know, and it's something that shouldn't be done, to more klali, so then maybe if the Avera is even not done. You know, it's just about getting the person to do an Avera, that is the problem. Good. Another interesting discussion is, one of the examples given in the Gemara is giving Yayin to a Nazir, giving Aver Menachai to a Goy. Does the person giving the wine to a Nazir have to be a Nazir himself to violate? Doesn't say that in the Gemara. Right? The issue of Eina Mitzuveh Bi'isuro. If the person who is being machshil is not mitzuveh in the Avera, is he going to violate Lifnei Iver? The Tosfos said about Metzia Daf Yud, says Beferish. Let's say a man acts as a shliach for a Kohen. A Kohen tells a man, please marry this woman for me, on behalf of me. Marry this woman for me. And he goes and marries her. The problem is, she's a grusha. She's a grusha. Now the man just helped the Kohen marry a grusha. But the man is a Yisrael. So does he violate Lifnei Iver? Because he can marry this woman. It's not an Avera for him. He will never be in violation of Kohen to a Grusha, to a divorced woman. And yet he just helped the Kohen do it. sounds like that case of Nazir. So again, in Lundis, conceptual analysis, this could be totally on our issue too. Again, the pashas of the Gemara is that the Gemara gives an example of this. But if I say it's part and parcel of every Avera, it would be a chiddush to say that every Yisrael also has a Kohen Grusha scorecard for himself, which doesn't have the real Avera on it. It just has the Lifta Iver aspect of the Avera. That would be a chiddush to say. Right, but so if I say that, if I say I can violate, it probably sounds like more of an Isser Klali. Sounds like there's a more general helping people do Averas, and even if I'm not Mesubah in that Avera. If I would say it's really part and parcel, so then maybe I would say it's limited. And then you'd have to say that Gemara is talking about a case of a Kohen. A Kohen who is causing being a Shliach for another Kohen to marry a Grusha. Again, it's different ways of learning that Gemara. Tosas there in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Amud Beis has different deos about this. So again, we have the big three, right? Is it the big three? Mumar L'chala Tarakula, based on a Mumar of Lifna Iver. That was our rush, number two. Number three, what if you don't violate in the end? Right? And number four, what if you're not Mitzuveh in the Avera? Interesting, just in terms of the Pshuto Shel Mikra, of the Pasuk. Right, the Pasuk says in Kedoshim, on our Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lo Sekalel Chayresh Lifte Iver Lo Sidei Michshol V'yereisim Elokech Ani Hashem. In front of an Iver, in front of a blind person, do not put a stumbling block. Minchas Chinuch is already bothered. It doesn't quote Rashi. Let's do Rashi first. Lifnei Iver Lo Sidei Michshol. Rashi on that Pasuk says, Lifnei Suma B'davar, in front of somebody who's blind about a certain topic, lo titein eitza sheina hogeneslo. Don't give him bad advice. Rashi says lifnei iver means, there's two aspects of lifnei iver, facilitating somebody to do an aveira and also giving bad advice. Right? Don't give him bad advice. Al tomar machor sadcha v'kach lecha chamor. Don't tell somebody to sell their field and buy a donkey. Ve'ata okef alav v'not la hemenu. Right? You want to buy that field, but you know the guy, he doesn't want to sell it to you, so you tell him to sell the field so you can buy it from someone else. Right? Don't give him bad advice. So it's interesting, the Mefarshim, the Klayakar, and others ask, why did Rashi jump to the drash? Usually Rashi says a pshat, and they said this is pshuto, and the midrasho is dot, dot, dot. Here Rashi explains, Lifnei Iver is Lifnei Suma B'davar, in front of somebody who is blind in a certain area, you know, don't give him bad advice. Isn't that like not the Pashtus? The Pashtus is, don't put a rock if somebody who's blind is going to trip on it. The Menachas Chinuch even wonders, why don't the Rishonim quote this in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? The Avera Lifnei Iver, they should also quote, if I put a rock in front of somebody who's blind to cause him to trip, what Avera do I get? Do I get Lifnei Iver? Shouldn't I get Lifnei Iver? Okay, I did a bad thing, I was Mazik, I was Chovel, whatever the case is. But what about the Pshuto Shel Mikra? The Menachas Chinuch wonders about that at Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis. He says, the Chinuch and the Rambam don't quote that pshat. Midivrei Rav Machaber, v'chein midivrei Rambam, says the Chinuch. Nireh de pasuk azeh de lifnei iver yotza legamrei mipshuto. Sounds like the pshat is totally rejected. Dim nasan michshol mamish even lifnei iver eino over. That if somebody puts a stumbling block in front of a blind person, he does not violate this Avera. He's a terrible guy. He does other Averas, but he doesn't violate Lifnei Iver. And he asked the Menachas Chinuch, Lo Yadati, I don't know why this is. We have a Gemara, Yevamos Chav Dalet, where the Gemara says there's only one exception to the rule of Eina Mikriyosim De Pshuta. Only one exception. Every Pasuk has Pshat and then Drash. There's only one exception that has no Pshat. And that is, V'haya B'chor Asher Tele, by Yibum. When it says, the Bechor, the firstborn that's born from the brother-in-law and the sister-in-law that got married will stand the place of the dead brother. And Chazal Darshan, no, that just means the oldest brother should do Yibum. HaBechor Asher Teileid, he'll go in the shoes of his brother, not this eventual son that's born. Says the Gemara, that's the only exception to the rule. So ask them in Chas Chinuch, so why do the Rishonim here, you know, jump? And they don't quote, Lifnei Iver Lo Sidei Michshol. So Klei Yakar has a beautiful just Ta'ara. He says, yeah, because you have to read the whole Pasuk. It says, Lifnei Iver Lo Sidei Michshol, V'yarei Sami Elokech Ani Hashem. But don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, and fear God, I am Hashem. Rashi always quotes, what does it mean? What does that phrase mean? It says it many times in the Torah. Fear God. You think nobody knows that you're doing an Avera? I know. Don't do something that you think you can get away with and nobody's going to recognize as bad. I know. So ask the Klal Yakar, putting a rock in front of a blind person, you don't need God to know that's evil. Somebody's watching that and saying, oh, I wonder what he's doing there. Oh, maybe he's doing a mitzvah. Maybe, of course not. That's obviously wrong. So that can't be what the Pasuk's talking about. Don't put a rock in front of a blind person and God knows you're doing something wrong. Everybody knows you're doing something wrong there. That can't be what the pasuk's talking about. That's why Rashi says the pshat of the pasuk, if you read the whole pasuk together, must be something that's not so clear, giving bad advice. Giving bad advice, not everybody knows. People think, okay, you're really after is good. That's why, says the Klayakar, Pirish Rashi, lo sitin eitza, ein lefarish iver mamish, umichshol mamish, or yinemar v'yireisa melekecha, v'zeh midaber b'davar masur lolev dafka. I have also heard, also Rashi is bothered by, because it says, lo titein michshol. Titein means to give. You don't give a rock. Lo tasim michshol. Titein means you're giving him something. Maybe that's also part of what tipped Rashi off, in terms of that being the pshat. Good. So again, this is just a little discussion of Lifnei Iver, Klali Prati. We didn't get into, maybe another Shia we'll get into, the Lamaisa elements of Lifnei Iver, many different examples of Lifnei Iver Lamaisa, inviting people who are not frum to your house on Shabbos, performing a wedding when you know the people won't keep Taras and Mishpacha, designing, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about being an architect for a church, right? All different tshuvas, lamaisa, but again, hopefully we'll leave that for another time. But this is Lifnei Iver, Lamdis, Klali Prati. Okay, we will stop here.